that's one of those moments, I would imagine. I'm not asking you to get in your head as a broadcaster here, but man, Anthony Bass was on the grind in the top of the ninth inning last night, and he didn't seem to be able to locate that slider. Cervelli puts it over the wall, and Blue Jays fans who have seen some issues offensively, maybe defensively at times this year, fundamentally with this group in the early going, that's a shoulder slumper, but good of them to bounce back.
Yeah, absolutely it was. I mean, two outs in the ninth inning and a 3-0 pitch, too, and he just teed off on it, tied the game. The one good bit of news, I guess, Scotty, is that they were the home team. And it's only the third time this season the Blue Jays have been the home team in 14 games. So, you know, if you're looking for a little bit of a reason to be optimistic, they'll be the home team more often than not the rest of the way. But they found a way to win it in the 10th inning. Travis Shaw came through with a big hit. So, but yeah, had they lost that game, I think that would have been tougher than all of the other ones, even with how tough some of the other ones were. They desperately needed a win last night. It's no disrespect to the Marlins, but they've got to meet the Marlins. It was their first game in Buffalo. They had taken a lead. Ryu had pitched well, and they'd gotten the big clutch hit, Bo Bichette with the 3-run homer. They had to find a way to win that game.
When Travis Shaw got up there with the bases loaded, how confident were you? I know they've had a bit of offensive struggles of late, and the season hasn't been maybe what everyone wanted it to be, but were you like, if they can't pull this one off, this is one of those ones where, hey, it's beyond frustrating at this point?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you didn't know if he was going to win it. It was a left-on-left matchup, and Shaw, although he had a hit earlier in the game, generally has not been swinging the bat all that well in the early going, so you just didn't know. And they had used Alfred, right? They had played that one card that they have in extra innings. They put their fastest runner out there. It ended up not mattering, but they had used him, so they wouldn't be able to use a fast guy again. So if Shaw makes an out, Shaw's the runner at second base in the 11th inning, and you just didn't know how it was going to go. So, you know, good for him. I mean, I think he realized the situation. He didn't try to do too much. He got a pitch up in the zone, a slider that he said he was kind of sitting on, even with two strikes on him, put a good swing on the ball. And like, again, they needed it. They were a 5-8 team, and I think we all agree, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda been 7-6, 8-5, but that they were 5-8. It is what it is. And the good news is with eight teams making the playoffs, which I think has been undersold a little bit, that's the best thing that's happened to the Blue Jays all season, is that eight teams are making the playoffs instead of five. You don't have to be great to get in this year. You just have to be decent, and they should be decent.
There's been a lot of focus on the ground balls coming off the bat of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Let's shelve that for today and focus on Teoscar Hernandez for a moment, Dan. I mean, this is a guy who, when he is barreling, can hit the thing a mile. There weren't enough barrels last year. He is someone who has gotten off to a very nice start, maybe after a slow opening series, but he's gotten off to a very nice start in general. What do you think, because he's a few years into the league now, what do you think Teoscar Hernandez is and can be for this team?
It's a great question, because I think the gap between his top and his bottom is bigger than anybody on the team, probably. Maybe I'd put Rowdy Tellez in that group as well. But Teoscar, his second half last year was actually really good, over a 900 OPS. His OPS in the second half was like sixth best in the American League. He did it for 60 games. He also spent time in the minors last year, but it was when he came back from the minors that he was that good. If he can be the best version of himself for 162 games, whenever we get back to playing 162 games, I think he can be a really, really good player. He's not going to hit 300, but I don't think he needs to hit 300 to be an extremely productive player. If he could find a way to hit 260, 270, cut down on the strikeouts a little, take a few more walks, and even more than the walks, if they know he's not going to chase as much, if they are forced to throw more pitches in the strike zone, he will do damage. He's always going to strike out a decent amount. But could he be a 260, 35 home run, 100 RBI guy, to use old school stats? I think he can. I think he's got the ability to do that. Now, he's got to be consistent. He's got to stay with his game plan. He can't go up there and swing at everything, because then that plays right into their hands. But I think of all the hitters that we really don't know yet what they could be, that he's got the highest upside of the group.
Dan Schulman is our guest, the voice of the Blue Jays on Sportsnet and the host of the A Swing and a Belt podcast. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
I wanted your thoughts on Jordan Romano and what he's done and how he's actually kind of changed the way his approach to pitching and, you know, just thoughts on what else is he doing to improve from what he did before? Is this just a new role for him?
It's astounding, actually, what he's doing. So when he came up last year, he was throwing pretty hard, 96, 97. And he had an appearance, I want to say it was at Fenway Park, but I can't remember. And he was great, but then he gave up a game-winning home run. Like, he was just dominant for six or seven batters, gave up a home run. He had some great moments when he first came up. Got caught in a numbers game, got sent down, had a little shoulder issue, lost some velocity, came back, wasn't the same guy. So you didn't know what he was going to be coming into the spring. And he shows up, Ziggy, and he's throwing 97, 98, like, consistently, instead of, like, the 92, 93 he finished last season at. And his slider is better, too. It's sharper. He's locating it better. He's been one of the best things about the Blue Jays so far this year. I mean, I think people, we talked about it last night, so if people saw, they know. He's now thrown eight innings this year. Eight appearances, eight innings. He hasn't given up a hit. Like, not one. Nobody's gotten a base hit off Jordan Romano yet this year. So, you know, the velocity is a big part of it. He's gotten stronger. He's talked about that. He's embracing all of the tools of the trade that one can embrace in order to understand more about his mechanics and about his body and about his, you know, his pitching motion. But, you know, last year, after two appearances, everybody was, like, anointing him as future closer. And we got to slow down on that stuff. But this year, he's done it now for eight appearances. He's looking really good. And whether it's seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning, he has been fantastic. And as long as he stays healthy and he's locating his pitches and that velocity stays where it is, he's got everything you could ever want to be a like a really powerful short reliever.
With Dan Shulman, one of the great pieces of news, Dan, with the return of the baseball season was also news of the return of your podcast, A Swing and a Belt. And you are... One of the topics that you're detailing this week is the situation involving the St. Louis Cardinals. And we had John Paul Morosi on the show yesterday. And I don't know if there's an appropriate answer to this question, but I threw it at John and I'll throw it at you. Is there a point soon where Major League Baseball says to John Mozeliak, the president of baseball ops, and the St. Louis Cardinals, you know what? For the betterment of the league and for the betterment of you as a franchise, let's just shelve it for the rest of the season. There's no way you're going to be able to play an adequate number of games relative to your opponents that give your season any credibility. Go away, get healthy, and we'll continue with our schedule without you.
It's a great question, Scotty, and it's what I talked about on the pod today with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who has been with the team. It's a great question. It's hard to fathom, but a lot of things that are hard to fathom have happened already this year. They've played five games. Some teams have played 19. And I think at this point, the earliest the Cardinals are going to play again is Saturday. There's no way they get to 60. There's just absolutely no way. I don't know if they can even get to 50. The problem is if you take them out, you've got nine teams. And that means somebody else has to, in that region, in the central region, and that means somebody else has to sit out for 3 days all the time. Because it doesn't work with an odd number of teams. So I think they're going to do everything they can to try to play. Listen, the Marlins lost 18 players and missed some time, obviously, but through waiver claims and their alternate player site, they were able to get back on the field. The problem with the Cardinals is every time they think they've got this outbreak under control, somebody else tests positive, like 5 or 6 days later, and now they've got to shut it down again and be uber cautious before they can start up. So if something else happens and they're not able, I think they're supposed to go to Chicago this weekend. If they're not able to play that series and it, you know, it leaks into next week, then I think it's got to be a consideration, but it does complicate things. And listen, we know Rob Manfred and baseball, they want to keep 30 teams on the field. They want to generate revenue. They want to have as much integrity of the season as they can. And I don't know if you agree with me or not. It's also these are the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
This is one of the iconic franchises in baseball history. So I think they'll give them, not that that should matter necessarily, but I think it does. And I think they're going to give them every opportunity they can to figure this out. And if they only get to 48 games. They only get to 48 games, but and it's just one of those things where people are going to have to say, hey, it is what it is. No, it may not be fair. You get into some crazy winning percentage confusion about who gets the last playoff spot, but you know, right now, I think they're going to try to get them back on the field.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Like, St. Louis is a mid-market. So from a market perspective, Dan, it's not like you can't live without it, but St. Louis is the consummate baseball town. Like, yes. It's identifiable.
Yes. Well, right? Well, so there was a time, 16 teams, 8 in each league, when St. Louis was the furthest south of any major league team and the furthest west of any major league team. They have fans in Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Illinois, New Mexico, you name it. There are Cardinal fans all over the place. You know, one analogy you can make is like the Green Bay Packers, right? As old, and I know I'm just poking the bear here with you, but your team beat my team, so you know what I'm saying? So you got to give me this. But as you know, the Packers are the smallest market in professional sports in North America, but given how old they are and the following they have in all 50 states and obviously Canada, there's something about it. And the Cardinals are that kind of a franchise. It is a fantastic baseball town. Not that, you know, with fans not going to the ballpark, that doesn't matter as much. But, you know, to circle back around, I think they're going to give them a chance. These players for 2 weeks have basically been in hotel rooms or their homes or getting tested. That is it. But if they're going to play this weekend, they got to get on an airplane or get on a bus and go to Chicago. And they need to be 100% sure that they've got this outbreak contained before they do that.